Music by Johann Sebastian Bach called My Spirit Be Joyful, played live in our studio on Live and Local by the Sycamore Brass Quintet. I'm Kevin Kelly. Thanks very much for joining us for the show today. The program is your connection to local performances, and the Sycamore Brass will be performing tomorrow night. I'm sorry, what is today? Wednesday. So Friday night, two nights from now, at Lincoln Square Village in Urbana. From 5 to 7, a program they're calling Brasstacular, which will actually be a benefit for the Arts Advancement Fund through the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. And we'll be having them for the rest of this half hour on the program. And then coming up, we have a singer-songwriter who will be with us also performing live in our studio to represent another benefit concert, that one to help provide some relief for the tornado victims in Gifford, Illinois. And a group of area musicians joining together with the Community Center for the Arts to help raise some funds. And among those musicians is the singer-songwriter Rebecca Rigo. She'll be joining us at about 4:30. The Sycamore Brass Quintet are Christopher Moores and Sal Prococo on trumpet, Stephen Burian on horn, Matthew Dixon trombone, and Reginald Chapman is the bass trombonist. And they're all with us live on the show. Gentlemen, thanks very much for coming in.
Sounds
great. So I actually asked ahead of time, but I'll ask for the sake of our listening audience, how long you've been together as a quintet.
We began together last summer, the summer before last.
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Yeah.
A little over a year.
Matt and Chris got together and I guess did some talking about getting a group.
Yeah, well, one of our ideas was to have, the quintet and a larger ensemble made up of three more people, an octet, sort of on the Philip Jones ensemble.
Famous brass ensemble in England. Are they still active at all, or have they gone?
I think they've gone.
He's gone.
He's gone, and they disbanded after, I think they came together as what's the name of that ensemble?
Elgar Howarth Ensemble?
I thought it was the Locke.
I don't know. We'll have to look that up. But in any event, so Philip Jones Ensemble existed as a brass quintet at times and also as a larger group. And did you come together for a specific purpose other than some guys want to have a quintet and aren't playing in one right now?
Yeah, we actually did, in the sense that we really wanted to advance brass music in general. We wanted to write some things, arrange some things. We wanted to work on formalizing the octet as an ensemble, just add maybe a certain kind of attitude to the music that we approach it. We're all good friends. We've known each other for a very long time, most of us, and we're all coming from the same place. So we're trying to kind of find that synergy that is the where the sum is greater than the individual parts.
Which, of course, is what any ensemble ideally works for. But I'm particularly interested in the writing some things part and arranging some things. When you say writing, you mean actually composing music, especially for the octet?
Yeah,
medium?
In some cases, we have some arrangements. I've actually written a piece that we're going to do in the spring with the octet. So Steve has worked on an arrangement that we do with the quintet, and Matt's arranged some things. Reggie's arranged some things. You know, we're all kind of working on it in our own way, contributing to the literature.
Is that something that those of you who are doing some of that have done before, or is this kind of in a way sort of a workshop for you as well?
I've written for brass, but not for brass quintet specifically. So it's definitely a workshop.
So what brass? I mean, that the quintet seems to be sort of the standard brass ensemble.
For the instrumentation I've written for is a sort of standard New Orleans brass band style band with four trombones, three trumpets, alto sax, contra, and drums. So I've written for that, and then also for jazz groups as well, you know, trombone ensemble and big band.
Yeah, no, you did, or I assume still do play in the U of I, University of Illinois Jazz Trombone Ensemble.
Yes, sir.
In fact, Reggie was in the studio for that reason on one occasion.
2 years ago?
Was it that long ago?
Yeah, yeah. We won the ITA and ETW competitions.
Fantastic. I have to tell you that, I mean, I don't have to tell you, but I'm going to tell you that the U of I Jazz Trombone Ensemble has a kind of a special place in my heart because my wife and I, now wife and I, had our first real date at the Iron Post when you guys were playing. And in fact, that was the first time she asked me out was to hear you guys play.
All right.
Yeah. There you go. All right.
How about that? That's great. And it worked.
Something worked. Something worked in any event. Well, you guys, this group is a little bit unusual, although not by any means unique, in that the usual instrumentation for brass quintet has as the lowest instrument the tuba. Mm-hmm. And you're playing the bass trombone, Reggie. Is that...
I studied with Mike Powell for a while.
Who is?
The American Brass Quintet. And they have a bass trombone, John Rojak.
So was that was your intention when forming this group, that you would have a bass trombone?
Yeah, I mean, when, especially in the quintet setting, I like having a bass trombone.
Because?
The three of us, the horn, tenor, and bass trombone, have a really special blend. I mean, I love tuba, don't get me wrong. But that's why we have it in the octet. But I think in this setting, I prefer.
So when you say the three of us have a special blend, meaning Steve, Matt, and Reggie, or horn, trombone, and bass trombone?
Yeah, yeah. The horn. Those
are two options. Those are two options to answer that question.
Well, we do have a special sound that's unique to us, but it is, you know, that setup, I really like the way that the American Brass Quintet
sounds.
So it's
a little more homogeneous sound, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, of all the brass quintets I've played in as a horn player, this is the first time I think I've seated on the end with my bell pointed towards the two trombonists.
I was wondering about that.
I mean,
our listeners can't, of course, see that. But
I think it helps us a lot to tune into each other because I can hear what's coming out of their bells directly and they can hear what's coming out of my bell directly. So I think that does feed into that. Most people, when you say brass quintet, they're instantly going to think of the top one or two brass quintets that everyone knows, Canadian Brass and maybe the Empire Brass. And I think Empire Brass is also a tuba quintet, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there is that other line of thinking that to have two trombones instead of trombone tuba, partly because the two trombones can be more homogeneous and blend, and partly because in a standard brass quintet with a tuba, one of the challenges is balancing with the tuba. One tuba can put out so much sound, even though it's a rounder, deeper sound, that it's nice to dial that back a little bit with a bass trombone. In this ensemble, it's having four instruments that are directional versus the one horn that's not.
Meaning yours.
Yeah, my bell's pointed the wrong way, and so it's a little bit of a challenge, but it's fun. And the bass trombone is a different timbre than the tenor. They're similar enough that they can blend extremely well, but they're different enough that we do get, you know, some different color in there too. And like the opening number of My Spirit Be Joyful, I love hearing Reggie go through that bass line, that moving quick. In this case, it's not even a walking bass line. It's more like a running bass line.
Yes.
And it's quite a workout, but he handles it so well. And I love calling up that tune when I can because I love hearing that. And it's the kind of thing that originally was probably written for a trombone for a tuba with the piston valves. It could navigate that much more quickly. But Reggie makes quick work of it with the slide.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the similarity of sound as well as enough of a contrast in sound. I'm sitting here with headphones, and I had to actually study who was playing which part between Matt and Reggie because it was so seamlessly blended.
That's a really great compliment. Thank you so much.
I'd like to answer that with personnel, too. I mean, we would like this group, you know, we like to play all different types of music. and bass trombone really helps playing jazz style. You'll probably see in a little bit, and also just the kind of guys we want to hang out with. I think that's part of the reason we.
You don't want to hang out with tuba players.
Well, we found a group of guys we want to stay together. It's not that typical. You know, we've been together over a year, and it's not that typical that a group of five guys want to rehearse all the time and hang out and make music together. Yeah. I think that's special.
And there's some connections that, you know, we say over 1 year, but Sal and I have played together for probably 15 years, and Steve and I went to undergraduate school together. We were in a quintet way back, like, 91, 92, something like that.
20-odd years ago.
How about that?
You know, I know Matt and Reggie have played together a lot, so we bring that to the table when we meld together.
Well, let's hear you meld together, and since you meant, I don't know if this was your intention, but you want to do Stardust?
Yeah.
That's next. Since you mentioned the jazzy tune, here we go. It's the Sycamore Brass Quintet. They'll be playing at Lincoln Square in Urbana Friday night for a program they're calling Brasstacular from 5 to 7. They're live on Live and Local. Stardust, Hoagy Carmichael tune, in an arrangement by whom?
Lenny Niehaus.
Lenny Niehaus, performed live on Live and Local by the Sycamore Brass Quintet. Chris Moores and Sal Prococo trumpets. Steve Burian on horn, Matt Dixon on trombone, and Reggie Chapman on bass trombone. They'll be playing in a benefit program on Friday night at Lincoln Square in Urbana to raise money for the Arts Advancement Fund through the Champaign-Urbana Schools Foundation. How did that come about? Why that group?
Well, we had decided that we wanted to get together and do something for the community, especially kind of coming up to the holidays, and even hopefully do it as an annual event, assuming this goes well. I was chatting with the people over at Lincoln Square Mall. Jim Webster is a friend of mine. He owns the mall, and we sat down for lunch, and we're like, both wanted to do something, and we got chatting about it, and then he brought in Wade Franklin, who's his manager there, and I brought in Matt, and we had a meeting together, and we were trying to pick a nice charity to work with, and you know, we all care so much about music and education, and so it was just natural for us to move in that direction, especially with so much need out there in the community in these areas. So we wanted to raise a little bit of money so that maybe students who might not have had a chance to experience music or the arts in some way, they'd have that chance.
And so what can you tell me about the Arts Advancement Fund through CU Schools Foundation?
Well, once we raise the money, it'll be there available for teachers to apply for. They'll be fitting into that. Anything that fits into those parameters, they can then submit for a grant from that pool or something. So it'll go through teachers in the area that will coordinate with the CU Schools Foundation.
So this would benefit both arts and music programs.
Yeah, we wanted to keep it a little more open-ended, so just to have that creative experience in general.
I have a note here that says, with emphasis on students who might not have the experience otherwise.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have to be nailed down exactly, but generally speaking, if a student, you know, let's say they wanted to be in band and they didn't have an instrument or something, or, you know, they wanted to do an art project and they didn't have you know, supplies, or, you know, anything like that where it's going to help give the student the chance to do it.
And you mentioned your own group's commitment to music education, and I know you're involved at the music shop in Champaign, which has a significant education component, certainly selling things to schools, but also a lot of music teaching that goes on there.
Yeah, certainly. And it's not just selling always. It's being able to facilitate getting the right instrument or tool in the hands of the musician or the band director. We are often advising. Someone might come to us and say, hey, I'd like to do this piece. What do you think will work for that? And we'll say, hey, we have this, we have that. You know, maybe, you know, so we're always entering into the conversation with other people. You know, that's how I view my own role as a facilitator. Being a musician first, that's my goal, is to make the music happen. Also over there at the shop, we've created a lesson studios with over 20 teachers. Several of us, most of us, teach over there, and we've been building that kind of with the same ideals that we hope to embody in the group, that the music comes first, good supportive atmosphere, and that it's doesn't lose track, that it is about the music and about education. We hold firmly to that.
And I know I mentioned most of you guys doing some teaching. I've known Sal as a teacher for a long time, because as director of the East Central Illinois Youth Orchestra, I've had a lot of your trumpet students.
Sent a few people your way, huh?
Quite a few people, and I have to say some of my very strongest have been your students.
Well, thanks.
So I've seen the product of at least one man's work, as well as of those students' practice. And Steve, I know you're, I've actually forgotten your current title, but you're involved in outreach through the University of Illinois School of Music.
Yeah, currently I'm interim director for outreach and public engagement at the School of Music, and the largest chunk of that fancy title that most people would recognize is I direct Illinois Summer Youth Music. And as a former music educator, a band director back in Michigan, and I still teach some private students, teaching and music are in my DNA and have been from the start. Still very much involved in music education.
And Matt and Reggie, I know you're both students of some sort or another. Matt working to finish your doctorate, and mm-hmm. Reggie, are you
I
in the master's
program?
You just started yours mm-hmm. at the School of Music. Yeah. Are you both involved in performance or in music education?
I'm doing performance currently, but I have a studio at the music shop, mm-hmm. and I've been teaching at Centennial in the morning.
Centennial High School.
Yeah, two to 3 days a week, teaching jazz combos and private lessons and such.
And do you have any time for that sort of thing with your own kids, Matt?
Well, I have a handful of students, private students, and with my kids. I mean, back to the idea of this being for education. The music plays such a large role in developing the young mind. And Chris mentioned that on occasion. It's just, I read an article recently that says music is one of the few pursuits that uses the entire brain. And it's something I want my own kids to be involved in, and as many people as possible should have experience in music and the arts.
As long as they want the opportunity, it should be available for them.
Yes.
Our program today on Live and Local is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's music heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled On the Road Again, Cruising Coast to Coast with America's Music. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. I think we have time for to do another tune. A reminder that the Sycamore Brass Quintet will play on Black Friday. It's a Black Friday Brass-tacular. Here's your chance to stop all the shopping and go take a break, and then go back to it if you really have to, from 5 to 7 Friday night at Lincoln Square in Urbana. It'll be at the inside or in front of the 88 Broadway
Both. It'll start out inside, and then as people come and if it fills up, it'll also go outside into the hallway as well. And there will be food available and just a lot of fun. So we really hope to see you out there.
And you're hoping to raise about $5,000 for the...
That would be the ambitious goal.
That's the ambitious goal. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe hearing about it on the show helps some people get out there.
Christmas miracle. Thank you very much, Greg.
Yeah.
My pleasure. tune called La Comparsita, played by the Sycamore Brass Quintet. Christopher Moores and Sal Prococo trumpets, Stephen Burian horn, Matthew Dixon trombone, and Reginald Chapman on bass trombone. Live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Stay tuned next for another live performance by singer-songwriter Rebecca Rigo. She is among several musicians who will be participating in a benefit concert tonight at 8 o'clock at the Iron Post in Urbana to help provide some relief for victims of the tornado that went through Gifford, Illinois this past Sunday. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. That was a tune called Clear Light by Matt and Tom Torino, performed by Matt and Tom Torino. It was actually Tom's composition, Tom on the banjo, and Matt on guitar, and then J.B. Ferris on bass. It's from their CD called Here and Far Away. And Matt and Tom will be performing at, I got my schedule here, Friday night at Bouvant's in Urbana, Bouvant's Wine Bar next to the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, Friday night at 6 o'clock. One of not as many performances as on our calendar for the average, as for the average weekend, it being the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, but nonetheless, some things are going on. No excuse not to go out and see and hear some music live. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show is made possible today with support from the Great Impasta, a family-owned restaurant serving foods from northern Italy for more than 25 years. The Great Impasta, Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana. More information is available at 359-7377, open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. A relief concert to benefit some of the victims of the tornadoes that ran through Gifford, Illinois on Sunday has been scheduled for tonight at 8 o'clock at the Iron Post on South Ray Street in Urbana, a group of area musicians joining together with the Community Center for the Arts, which is based in downtown Urbana as well, to help raise funds for the Village of Gifford. Among those scheduled to perform are the Mackville Bluegrass Band, Ed Shackelford, Tom Foe, and Robin Kirtan, Jose Agusti, Sam Payne, and my guest this portion of Live and Local, Rebecca Rigo, who, with her trainmen, a trio of males who make up her band, will also be performing their own gig on Saturday at Bouvant's Wine Bar in Urbana. That'll be from 6 to 8, but tonight's concert is at 8 o'clock. Rebecca, thanks for coming on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me. This is great.
You sent me some information about yourself a while ago, and I'm sorry it took me a while to get back to you, but I was really pleased to explore some of the videos and audio that I was able to hear. And you have a CD coming out soon.
Do. Me and my band, we have a CD coming out in, I think, February. It should be early February. And that CD is called Tolono. We recorded it in Tolono, so that's why we called it that. We weren't living here then. We were actually kind of living all over the place, but came together at a studio called Earth Analog and recorded down there in July.
With a guy named Matt Talbot.
Yes, and he's a Champagne guy.
Yeah, I've been told by a number of people about his studio where he does everything analog, no digital anywhere, something to that effect.
It depends. Like, there's some kind of, as far as recording going, or as far as, like, laying tracks down, no. But, you know, we did eventually put the things into digital files in order to sort of, you know, in order to get them to you on a CD.
And it is coming out on a CD.
Yes.
Are you also producing an LP?
We would like to, probably in summer. The thing about an LP is it's quite expensive. So, you know, hopefully that we can sell enough CDs to sort of raise some money to put out a record, because we would like to do that. And, you know, all of us are really big fans of that medium. You know, me and my husband, that's kind of all we buy now.
Oh, is that
records.
Right?
Yeah.
I've been really interested that people are doing that more and more, because, of course, that supposedly went out ages ago. So when people say the CD is going away, I'm hoping it hangs on, you know, like the LP has done, or comes back if it does go away.
Yeah.
In any event. Well, we should let you play some music here.
Okay, let's do it.
We're going to be hearing all your own tunes.
Yes, yeah. These are all original. I'm going to play all things from the new record too. So this song is called We Jump in the River. It actually has a Champagne mention, and it was written quite a long time before I lived here. So Champagne kind of fits in songs pretty well. It's a good rhymer.
Oh, I was going to say,
it's a good rhyming town.
The town itself, not so much, but the name.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, we jump in the river when it's 8 feet high. I can hear the rumors as the train's going by. Yeah, they're rolling down to Kansas, coming down to New Orleans. Well, I hitchhike in the winter, I hitchhike in the rain. Every other week, all the way to Champagne. Trying to find the future, trying to find the future.
trying to keep my love. Yeah, she's been waiting for me. She's the only one that I've been dreaming of. I know it seems strange, yeah, the things I say. Stories about the monkeys and the frogs and the rain. You may not think it's true. You seem like someone I could tell things to. I heard about the factories, I heard about the coal. Gotta get out of the south, gotta make a new home. I've been trying to save up, had a lot of bad luck. And they plant potatoes and they plant corn. They got a million types of sickness, got a thousand cures for them. They can fix you up too, but they're never gonna heal this heart that's just aching here for you. I know it seems strange, yeah, the things I say. Stories about the monkeys and the frogs and the rain. You may not think it's true. You seem like someone I could tell things to. Simple and hard to explain. I get everything I wish for. See you every single day. Got a house by the highway and some children that are grown. Well, I'm still telling stories, but it's usually when I am all alone. I know it seems strange, yeah, the things I say. Stories about the monkeys and the frogs and the rain. You may not think it's true. You seem like someone I could tell things to.
Rebecca Rigo, live on Live and Local. Jump in the River was called?
Yeah, we jump in the river.
We jump in the river.
Yeah.
I knew I left out a word there somewhere along the line. One of her own songs that will be on her upcoming album called Tolono. So you said that was written sometime before you came to Champaign. Give us a little bit of history about yourself musically. You had a band. Was it called Rigo?
It was called Rigo in Chicago, yeah. And I played with them for about 6 years. It was sort of the same format in that we have now. You know, I was kind of this, you know, songwriter, and then, you know, everyone kind of came together and wrote their own parts. But that band, sort of all of the members, you know, sort of went their own way and are doing their own things now. You know, we're all still friends, but we're getting older, so people are having kids and going to grad school and doing stuff like that. So I met these guys in the town where my husband's from, in the county where my husband's from, Kankakee County, and I met them there about a year and a half ago, and I started playing with them, and we decided we needed a new name to sort of redefine ourselves, because the sound's kind of different. It's a little more folky, a little more acoustic than it used to be, so I just want to just sort of, you know, start fresh, got a bunch of new people, and we're doing a bunch of new things.
And why the Trainmen?
You know, it's a name they picked, and I really loved it because, first of all, Kankakee, the train, you know, the train stops there. And I think it's really interesting. Our drummer, actually, his dad is a conductor on the Saluki line. So, no, he's actually a train man. But I think the train is also sort of a defining, you know, thing in Central, like, you know, outside of Chicago. You know, when you start getting out of the city, it's, and you're driving, you know, that drive between Chicago and Champaign, it can be pretty flat. And I think that
can be pretty flat.
I think the train, you know, is a really defining thing on that drive. You know, sometimes when I'm doing, you know, doing that drive, which I do a lot, you know, you'll be following the train forever. And it's like the only thing that kind of keeps your mind going when you're doing that. So I think that it was a good name and I'm glad they picked it.
And actually, Kankakee is, when I'm going to or from Chicago, Kankakee is always a landmark that at least you're pretty close to halfway.
Yeah, you're halfway there. That's always a good, yeah,
on
for
that
sure.
flat trip. You came, so were you originally from Chicago area?
No, I grew up in Wisconsin. I grew up outside of Milwaukee in a town called Menominee Falls and went to University of Milwaukee, UWM, and then moved to Chicago about 7 years ago. And lived there and played music there for that time, had a band, made records. And then just in the last few months, me and my husband were like, we need to get out of the city. We need to change. So we decided Champaign was a good town to relocate to.
Why?
Well, there was a few reasons. We had we knew a couple people that were in bands down here. We knew Elsinore. We'd played with them a few times in Chicago. So we kind of knew the music scene was really good here. I think the tipping point was sort of making the record when we came here in July and made the record with Matt at Earth Analog. You know, it just really seemed like a nice place, like, to live. And the cost of living was less, and there was still great restaurants. And so far, it's just been great. I love it here. I love meeting all these new musicians, and I'm really happy with the fact that we relocated here.
Is your husband a musician then also?
He's not. He's more of a business guy, so he helps us with a lot of the business side of it. He helps us with a lot of our booking. And that's something that's his passion that he's been trying to do for a long time. So it's sort of his side project, you know, to help us in that way because, as you probably know, musicians are not always the best business people. So.
I'm familiar with that notion. You'd call me one of those myself, hence always having to have another job.
Yeah.
Which is true for, you know, the average musician, I would say for sure. Tell me a little bit about the concert that you're involved in. Was this something where folks at the Community Center for the Arts just came to you and others and said, we'd like to do this. Would you like to participate?
I'm not exactly sure of the whole details with the, you know, Center for the Arts. I know Sam Payne came to me, it was like a week ago Monday, and he runs the Hoot Nanny at the Rose Bowl. And I've been going there, you know, on and off since I moved here to, you know, meet some new people. And he said that, you know, he was trying to get a benefit together. And he was looking for a good organization that was, you know, doing some work for relief. And he found the Center for the Arts and felt like that was a good place to give our, you know, money to. And wanted to put something together to sort of help people. So I said, you know, as soon as it happened, I really wanted to do some kind of, you know, work for either Washington or Gifford, you know, because it just was really horrible. And as soon as he said that, I was like, yes, I'll be a part of it. I want to do it. And so I've just been helping him out with a little bit of the, you know, administrative stuff. And I'm really looking forward to the show tonight. So I don't know all these musicians that are playing, and I'm excited to hear all of them. So,
well, I know only a few of them. I know Sam Payne. He's been on the show a number of times. Jose Agusti's been on the show. Tom Foe and Robin Kierten certainly have been. Robin is director of the Community Center for the Arts. Ed Shackelford, I don't personally know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was actually just recently contacted by the Mackville Bluegrass Band, and then happened to see that they were involved in this as well. And reminder that this that we're talking about is a relief concert to help the village of Gifford, which was among those hit hard by tornadoes this past Sunday, Washington, Illinois being another one in Illinois. And that concert will be tonight at 8 o'clock at the Iron Post on South Ray Street in Urbana. The Iron Post itself, a place that offers up a lot of music every week of the year.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I just ran into Paul Wirth, who owns a place at the grocery store today. and Rebecca Rigo is among the performers at that event tonight. She's my guest this portion of Live and Local. Why don't we hear another song from you?
Let's do it. Okay. This song is called Call My Mother. And it's probably going to start streaming on our website in about a week or so. It's going to be one of the little teaser tracks that we're going to release in order to promote the record. So. Y'all only aging slowly, 'cause your heart is in the habit. Take something from bad, take something from good. Got a million things to tell you about this place in Alabama. I found the pages of your letters sealed underneath the wood. And these words come out like battles. I remember when that mattered, when fighting for a whim made your heart feel like it should. We have a home now. Make good money, call my mother. She's still lonely. I know time and space won't heal the way that she would feel when you were young. This is what we drank the night we fell in love. It was painful and contagious. It was strange and so undone. Yeah, I think I saw the future when that band played that song. You were standing in the back room. You mouthed the words along. Have a home now. Make good money. Call my mother. She's still lonely. I know time and space won't heal the way that you would feel when you were young. Well, I forget about the writing. I forget the sinking ship. I'm adding up the wages. Now I'm cashing in. Well, out here with all these pirates, chemicals and code. I know that when I'm weary, Yahweh's back at home. We have this home now. Make this money, call my mother. She's still lonely, and I know time and space don't heal the way that you could feel when you were young.
Call My Mother by Rebecca Rigo, live in her studio on Live and Local. She'll be playing with her band called The Trainmen on Saturday night at Bouvon's Wine Bar in Urbana from 6 to 8, and then she'll be participating tonight at 8 o'clock in a relief concert for the Village of Gifford at the Iron Post in downtown. We'll let you do another song in just a moment. Let me mention real quickly some other events that people can go see and hear live in our listening area. Tonight, there's this being Wednesday, there's always a bunch of things that happen every week Wednesdays, including the Gunny Sack Review at the Yoder Center in Arthur. That is at 7 o'clock. The traditional Irish music session is at Dublin O'Neill's in downtown Champaign at 8:30 tonight. Gordy Wilson plays at Boltini Lounge in Champaign this evening at 6 o'clock. And then there are some other non-weekly things. Jeff Helgeson and friends are playing jazz at the Iron Post. Oh, in about 5 minutes at 5 o'clock. And there is some country dancing with music by Mike Ellis and the Midnight Suns at the Moose Lodge in Danville this evening at 7 o'clock. On Friday, mentioned earlier, Tom and Matt Torino will be at Bouvon's in Urbana at 6 o'clock. The Bement Country Opry will feature Terry Smith at the Opry in Bement, Illinois, Friday night at 8 o'clock. The Boneyard Jazz Quintet is at the Iron Post Friday evening at 5 o'clock. On Saturday, it's the Dixie Daredevils at Lock, Stock, and Barrel in Decatur, 3:30 on Saturday. And then Jeff Helgeson and friends are at the Alto Vineyards Open House, Alto Vineyards in Champaign, Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Certainly hope everybody has a great Thanksgiving weekend. I'll be off tomorrow and Friday. You can enjoy classical music in this time slot from our friends hosted Classical 24. And then I'll be back with you on Monday with a new show from 4 to 5. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois here on 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR, classical music, and more for Central Illinois. We'll have to have you back with the band sometime.
Yes, we would love it for the release. Maybe we could do something.
That'd yeah, you said great. That'll be up in about February
yeah.
is the plan. And your website, I think, is regorego.com.
Yes.
R-E-G-O.com.
Mm-hmm.
Since you mentioned having that tune up there pretty soon.
Yeah.
That's the place people can find that. And also some videos, since I'm sure people who listen to the radio always wonder, what do those people look like?
Yeah.
Well, you can find out.
Come see. Or come to the shows.
Or come to the shows. Even better. Tonight at 8 o'clock, lots of musicians getting together to help benefit the Village of Gifford. 8 o'clock, the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. Rebecca, thanks for joining us on the show. What do you want to go out with?
Thank you so much for having me. This song's called Trouble. This is another song from the record. I would say it's pretty much a love song.
Trouble.
Pretty much a love song about trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, being then. In trouble and love. Thank you so much for having me here. Oh, dance like you're 17. You know what I mean. These stars and these cars, things in between. This world is a bubble. I am in trouble tonight. Oh, these winds and these rages, hopes and these pages are all falling out. You're sweeping with souls, sleeping in the yard. I can't afford to work so hard for all of this struggle. I am in trouble tonight. Got the shoes from my closet. We went out to the bar. I told you in sideways, told you in stores. In a flash I saw you. I don't need any more. Well, I slipped into my suit. You slipped into yours. Feel the weight of this river. Feel the weight of these oars. I flip and I fumble. Trip and I stumble. I am in trouble tonight. I fumble, trip and I stumble. I am in trouble tonight.
Rebecca Rego on Live and Local, participating in a Gifford Relief concert tonight at 8 o'clock at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. It's 5 o'clock.